Hi, Silas. Hi, David.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the No Sevens podcast. This is the much awaited Barbie episode. I know all of you dying, adoring fans of the podcast have been waiting for this day. It's finally here. We are reviewing one of the top blockbusters of 2023. I don't know the stats, but it may be the top blockbuster of 2023. I feel like at the very least it's between this and Oppenheimer. So with that being said, Barbie was a 2023 release. I don't have any of the stats in front of me, but I know Margot Robbie was in it. I know Ryan Gosling was in it. And I know Dua Lipa was in it. So
Will Ferrell. Kate McKinnon.
Yep, Kate McKinnon. Silas, you can take it over from here.
I just pulled it up real quick. Yeah, but you hit most of them.
All right. Cool beans.
And Barbie so far is the top grossing. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
$1,435,210,000.
That is crazy.
And that's what a payday. Including all of the merchandise sales.
True.
Which, crazy.
Of which I assume there was much. Okay. Boy, let's not, I should say girl. Let's not dilly-dally. let's get into the non-spoiler reviews. Throwing it over to you, Silas. What's your non-spoiler?
Non-spoiler review. It exceeded my expectations. I thought it was extremely entertaining, very funny. I'll leave it there.
Over, under?
Over, for sure.
All right.
Wow. Okay. I'm going under.
Whoa.
Boo this man.
So I need to be careful here. I learned from watching this movie, number one, that I am apparently a misogynist. but number two, separating my ideological dislike of this movie from the actual quality, I felt like this movie could have been so much better.
Whoa.
And it wasn't. I felt like they messed this up. I feel like they blew it.
Oh. Got some disagreement in the house.
Wow.
In some ways. There are parts of the movie that I really liked, but on a fundamental structural level, I think they failed.
Wow. Well. I don't want to get too controversial, but I think the $1 billion grossing profits probably disagree with you. But I am an over for sure. I love this movie. Probably my favorite movie of the year.
Wow.
It was just so funny. And I enjoyed pretty much every second of it. There were a few bits and pieces that I was like, all right. But other than that, I mean, I had a blast. I don't have a lot of pink outfits, but I do have a Dua Lipa concert shirt, so I wore that. I do have some sneakers with pink in them, so I wore those. So I was all about it, and I enjoyed it, had a blast. So it's an over for me.
You went the extra mile and actually changed what you wore a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was all in.
I'm feeling increasingly concerned about how I'm going to come off by the end of this episode.
We'll find out.
Okay. Let's get into spoilers. Everybody got their spoiler? Caleb's chewing.
We're good.
Yeah, okay. I think I have it.
All right. Spoilers in 3, 2, 1.
Mattel Barbie wants to be a real girl.
Make money. What?
I said that Barbie wants to be a real girl.
I said the Barbie manufacturers are all men.
Boy, and I think I'm aligned with Silas. I said Mattel made themselves to be the bad guys to make a lot of money, which I think is hilarious. That I actually think is hilarious. The actual CEO of Mattel, also a man. But kind of
all of them.
Yeah. Kind of brilliant to be like
fall. I guess on the Mattel's sword.
Not the villain. But they're like sort of an antagonist in the movie, which is kind of hilarious because they're going to be the ones who are profiting off of all this.
My other spoiler was going to be that Ken is the villain or was the villain or something like that.
So let's get into this, because apparently I liked this movie a lot less than y'all did. Talk to me about what you liked.
Honestly, I mean, my favorite part of the movie was probably Ken. I think he kind of stole the show of the Barbie movie. He was very entertaining. So funny. And honestly, it just seemed like he had more of an arc almost than Barbie did. I thought, but.
Yeah. I too really love Ken. Ryan Gosling as Ken, that is. Because as you all know, if you saw the movie, every girl is Barbie. Every guy's Ken, which was, I mean, that was, oh yeah, except for Alan. Poor Michael Cera. Is that his name? Sarah, yeah. Cera. But he was funny too. Yeah, I mean, overall, y'all know this. The bar is not super high for me, but it was just, I just think a real good time. Like, it was funny. Ryan Gosling, wait, it is Gosling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was great.
Little baby juice.
Yeah, I just thought he was he was super funny. What was her name? Weird Barbie. She was Kate McKinnon. She was mm-hmm. very funny. I just thought the cast was had a good mix of cameos and other things like that. And yeah, overall, like, I just tried to go into the movie somewhat like knowing what to expect as far as, okay, this is probably going to be a little like on the feminist side. It's going to be girl power, everything. So I think you just go in knowing that and you just approach it as, but at the end of the day, it's a movie about a movie about a doll. And I think they didn't take themselves too seriously. They had a good mix of humor and somewhat serious themes, but all in all, I was just thoroughly entertained, which I think is why I came out of it, you know, happy and thought it was good.
And kind of with you, Caleb, I also expected it to be like way more feministy and like social rhetoric a lot more than it was. So that's kind of why it exceeded my expectations on that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. I will agree with you. I thought it was very funny. Like, I laughed a lot. There's a lot of clever jokes in there. A lot of clever humor. A lot of the performances are quite good and quite funny. So, you know what else I liked? Set design. Really good job with the set design. I don't know how they did all that, how much of that was like practical effects versus like CGI or what. But yeah, the whole thing with Barbie Land, really impressive visually. So,
and maybe I also enjoyed the music quite well. I thought it was scored good, and there was also some humor and also like some, you know, more serious songs in there too.
Yeah, this might be part of, I don't want to spoil the trivia section that we normally do at the end, but you're talking about set design, David. I heard or read that after this movie, or like the filming of this movie, caused like a global shortage on like pink paint. If that's true, that's crazy. But after seeing the movie, it's like, oh, well, duh. Considering pretty much everything is pink. And if it was a lot of practical effects, then they had to use a lot of it. So that was cool.
Fair enough.
What areas are your major critiques going to be, David?
Story structure. So I have a lot of ideological problems with this movie. I didn't like the way I thought this was the most sexist movie I've ever seen. Like, towards men or women. Like, this movie is so sexist towards men more than any other movie I've ever seen towards women. Maybe that's me as a man saying that. So if you're a female listener and you know of a movie that is more sexist towards women than this movie is towards men, loop me in here. Would love to watch that one too. So ideologically, I didn't like it. But also, I felt like the story let me down. I thought there was... See, I thought it was interesting. So I was, maybe I'm reading too much into this. But I thought there was so much like ideological agenda stuff. And I thought it was very hypocritical in its portrayal of things. And I didn't like that. I did think it was hilarious. But it made me mad that the patriarchy was the villain, because I feel like if you're trying to make a feminist movie, if you make the patriarchy the villain, it kind of makes me feel like you're like, it gives the patriarchy a voice. Whereas like, if you just made a movie about a woman doing women's things and like men aren't like a focal point of the movie at all, like that's more empowering than like having men be the bad guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can see that.
So it made me mad that they like created this whole narrative that is like this very adversarial men versus women story. Cause I feel like that lets down the women. Cause I think they deserved a better movie. I think there could have been a better movie here that was more empowering to women. Cause this movie revolves around like this very adversarial portrayal of patriarchal oppression of women, which, by the way, is portrayed in a very like whitewashed way. That's very like first world problems, not like at all like anything relevant to like actual like actual oppression of women that happens in the world.
Yeah.
It's like men are oppressive because they drive big trucks.
And love horses.
And they love horses, and they apparently turned our Barbie dream house into a mojo dojo.
I forgot about that. Man, it's been a minute since I've seen this. That was so funny.
It's like there are men out there who are like doing much
actual,
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like actual horrible things to women. This is not, these things are not the problems of toxic masculinity.
Yeah. I will say, I think I was trying to think about how to say it, but it's like Barbie world is the complete opposite of the real world in terms of like power structures almost.
Yeah. It's a like matriarch.
But it's everything is exaggerated and everything is also exaggerated and like a caricature also, it seems like.
Yeah.
So if I was a woman, I also don't know if I would want to have like the opposite of the real world be this like caricature, kind of like cartoony almost. Everything's happy and butterflies, you know?
Yeah. Well, but, and even when they get into the real world, the portrayal of the misogyny was like over the top. Like Barbie's just like walking around catcalled by like just like every man that she interacts with, which,
right.
Like, I'm not a woman, but I feel like it's pretty safe to say that like not every interaction that you have with any like male person involves you being like catcalled and objectified. Like that's not like that's
I
also
would
not
sure
the
hope.
Real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would sure hope. But here's my pitch for an alternate version of the story. Cause I felt, here's where I felt like it fell down, was they did this whole like patriarchy story arc. And then at the end of the movie, they're like, Barbie wants to be a real girl. And it's like, this isn't a theme that we've explored at all throughout this entire movie. But it's the climax of the movie. So I think what you should have done is made that like the story arc and just let that be the story arc and let Barbie be a woman doing strong independent woman things, within that story arc, and like that would be more feminist than her like doing this very like explicit battle with the patriarchy. Thoughts on
that? Is a good point that at the end of like the peak of the movie is her just like abandoning Barbie world almost. And I guess it's because she has like crossed over or whatever. Like she's now like not fully a Barbie or something, but it's an interesting point.
Yeah. I think a big piece of this was the filmmakers probably had, and they I'm sure did this intentionally, had to balance some of these like heavier topics that they undoubtedly were trying to portray with like a lighthearted approach, because they knew that this movie was probably going to be like a crowd favorite amongst like kids and adults and, you know, everything in between. So kids going in, you know, if they were to just be 100% like pushing an agenda or like trying to like come across in, I don't know, a more serious way, kids probably wouldn't have enjoyed it. But because it was fun, lighthearted, very much exaggerated in some of the like misogyny that David has mentioned and stuff like that, it was still funny to the point to where some of the jokes probably went over little kids' heads, and then it landed perfectly with adults who also wanted to watch the movie. So that could have been part of it, as well as like, is it a kid movie? Is it an adult movie?
Is it a kid movie, though? I guess.
I mean, I think when I say kid, like, you know, probably in the 10 to, let's call it like 10 to 13 range, maybe 9 or 8. I think it's PG-13, but.
So it would be a 13 and up range?
Right.
I guess nobody really ideally takes those ratings.
But you know, I mean, when did you all see, I know you didn't see it at the peak, David, but when did you see it, Caleb? It was, I think, before I ever saw it.
Yeah, I mean, it was middle of July. I mean, it was after we got back from Wyoming, so like okay. It would have been,
it came out when we were,
yeah, it would have been toward the end of July probably. Yeah. And it was wild, like it was still crazy even though it had been out for probably 1 or 2 weeks at least. So many people there, definitely kids under the age of 13. Oh, you know. Yeah. So yeah, I think it was,
I saw it twice, and both times it was like pretty packed still with like a large, enormous range of people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I mean, it was probably what they wanted it to be as far as like a cultural phenomenon, and it definitely caught on, you know, virality.
Yeah. Highly viral.
So I think that played a large part into it, but I've also heard mixed reviews. I mean, kind of like what we're having here today. Like I've talked to tons of girls who are like, oh, I hated it. Like, it was so dumb. Like, you know, they probably looked into it a bit deeper than what I did, because I went in like almost just being like, Caleb, I know that this is going to be like dogging men, so just don't worry about it. Just like, don't be offended by it. And there was one specific like scene toward the end, maybe like middle toward the end, where it was like this monologue where like all the Barbies were together up in Weird Barbie's cave or house or whatever. And it was just like line after line after line of all of this like very stereotypical, like men are bad, men are stupid, and we're the best. And at that point I was like, all right, that's a little much. But
is it like the monologue that the one lady does to like
the mom
unbrainwash the Barbies?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
That's
which...
what I'm thinking of. What's her name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. America Ferrera, right? That was her?
Yeah, the mom.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
She has to do the monologue to, like, unbrainwash the Barbies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here's something. So here's one of the things. I'm going to tell you guys my pitch for what I think this movie should have been.
Yeah.
But here's one of the things that made me mad. Ladies, we're three guys. I'm a guy. I don't know what it's like to be a woman, but like, let us know. Like, because here's what I assume would maybe make me mad if I was a woman, right? So Barbie's trying to like overthrow the patriarchy, and their strategy is once they unbrainwash all of the Barbies, they play along and pretend like they're still brainwashed, do this like romantic pair up at the beach, and then they intentionally use their romantic, like feminine wiles to manipulate Ken and turn him against each other, like turn them against each other by making him jealous and intentionally like romantically manipulate him in order to get their way. Like, is that really like, and this is the peak of their strategy to like overthrow the patriarchy. Like, this is the peak of their feminine ingenuity. Like, that is how it's portrayed. If I was a girl, I would be like, seriously? Like, this is how we're, women are being shown as solving problems, is by like essentially using sexual manipulation. I think that's pretty sexist against women. Like,
yes, David. Yes. Gaslight them. Gaslight them.
Like, they don't come up with like an actual, like,
no, original, that's a very fair point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just manipulate Ken. And I also feel like Ken is then being portrayed negatively because he wants romantic attention from Barbie. Like, that's literally what he was made to be. He's Barbie's like boyfriend.
Yeah. No, that when you put it like that, I agree like 100%. But like usual, that just didn't dawn on me while I was watching it. I was just, you know, captured in the musical sequence of that, you know, that particular scene and just the comedy of it. But yeah, I can't disagree with those points.
I'm really curious to know. Sorry, go ahead, Silas.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that's part of the whole caricature thing, but it is kind of like low hanging fruit, and it makes the Barbie and Ken universe almost seem like a alien. It almost makes it more like an alien movie, you know, where you're like dealing with different social dynamics and they're not used to this. And then, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my pitch for what I think this movie should have been. So, number one, I feel like we missed out on an opportunity to have, like, actually a really moving film about moving from girlhood to womanhood. This movie was all set up about, like, conflict between men and women. Whereas I feel like Barbie as a toy, I would assume, if you're a girl, like, Barbie is about, like, being a little girl and like, imagining yourself in womanhood and, like, moving from girlhood to womanhood. But it feels like there's very little of that theme or like a ton of nostalgia. And so it feels to me like the central conflict of this movie should actually be like the childhood belief that you can be everything versus like the real world reality that you have to make choices and leave a perfect world. So here's my pitch for the actual plot of this movie, or like what it should have been. So we can keep the whole like rip in the continuum, she has to go to the real world thing. But instead the plot is more like Elf or like Back to the Future, where she's like in the real world and there's a lot of comedy that comes around from this character that is from a totally different environment, like being in the real world. Like, lots of fun little comedy opportunities there. Like, Ken can still come along for comedic relief. But like, she's got to go to the real world to set things right with the mom and daughter, like originally. But like, she has to stay there until it's fixed. And let's say there's like a timeline, like just to add like pressure, like before time, if she doesn't do it before time runs out, like something bad will happen, right? Raise the stakes. Comedic hijinks of a toy turning into a real person ensue. The mom and daughter resolve their relationship. So that is fixed. But meanwhile, Barbie is struggling with the internal conflict of the imperfection of the real world, but ultimately realizes that tackling those challenges is part of life and beautiful in its own way, providing a moral about how we must move from childhood to adulthood. And while this can be sad and the world will not turn out the way we always want, that's okay. When she finally completes her mission and has the option to return to Barbie Land, she chooses to stay mortal and live a real life. Ken can still come along for comedic relief. The ending can actually make sense, and it allows Barbie to demonstrate being a strong woman without having to preach. So that's what I think this movie should have been. And I think it would make way more sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you tell he was an English major? That was so eloquent.
That was very well written out.
You just probably spewed out more critical thinking than I've done. at least in the past year, if not my whole life. And when you put it like that, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That sounds really good. But
yeah,
I just wouldn't be the one to think of it. So we need people like you, David.
Well, we need people like who directed this? Greta Gerwig?
Greta Gerwig.
We need people like Greta Gerwig to think of stuff like that. That's literally your job. So, and I know if she hasn't seen Elf and Back to the Future, get it together, lady.
I was going to say that comparing it to Elf is so perfect. That's almost more what I was thinking of when I was saying like an alien type movie where it's just, you know, a mission to accomplish, knew everything, but you're still like kind of sort of related. Very good comparison.
I thought about this so much after I saw it because it was just so like, I didn't even, there were just so many things about it. I saw it, our good friends, Michael and Emily, shout out to them because they let me watch it at their place. They like bought it or whatever. Also, I told them I would shout them out. I don't think they actually listen. But you know what, guys? That's okay.
Too busy with their children.
Shout out to you guys for being in our corner in a literal letting me watch movies at your house kind of way.
Your points also make sense when you think about the intro, the like whole 2001 A Space Odyssey thing.
Yeah.
It would make a lot more sense because she's like, oh, little girls could only imagine being a mother or pretend at being a mother of then. Like, what was it? They could pretend at being a woman or something.
Yeah, I don't know what she said.
Yeah, but yeah, it makes a lot more sense with that too.
Yeah, I mean, you wrote a whole dissertation. Meanwhile, I agree. It's good. That's great. And that does sound like it would make a really, really good movie.
And ladies, tell me if I'm coming off as being sexist here. I'm not. I don't want to. Like, I want an actual good movie that is about like strong women being empowered. I just didn't feel like this movie like achieved that. I feel like this movie was like cynicism, right? It wasn't like let's lift women up. It was like let's tear men down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not a solution.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to
really
remember
like this movie. I thought it was really entertaining.
I'm trying to remember what even their point was towards the end when there's like the big conflict and with Kin and stuff.
Is it like after the beach fight?
After the beach fight. Like they've already taken power back and then Kin like rolls up to her house or she rolls up to her old house. And then there's like that confrontation there. But I can't remember what even the point was other than that Kin can just be Kin and Barbie can just be Barbie.
Well, yeah, that was like weird.
But you're right. Nothing about Barbie's like purpose or profound revelation sticks with you really.
Well, she just sort of has this decision at the end of like she wants to be a real person. But that's like, that wasn't anything that the movie was about.
Yeah.
The movie was all about like fighting the patriarchy. That's like the entire middle of the plot.
Which is so funny. That Kin goes to the real world and he's like, this is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, it is funny.
It's
funny. Really funny. But like, I felt like you could have done, you could still do that.
Yeah, for sure. Kid could be finding all of the falling in love with horses or something.
Yeah.
Yes, it is really funny. But it just like creates, it's like they took that joke and just like ran like way too far with it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really don't have any like good or valid rebuttals against that. So like, I agree with you in the sense of the story and how it probably could have improved and all that stuff. But I think it's just because the way I typically watch most movies or just how I view them is so like surface level that I'm still going to probably, you know, I haven't watched it again, But would I watch it again and probably still enjoy it? Yeah, you betcha. You know?
Oh, so it's really funny. Like, it's a very entertaining movie. Don't get me wrong. I was entertained. But it was almost, some of that entertainment for me was also just like this, like, love to hate it thing.
Right, right.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, ladies, if you agree with David, he is single. He's now outlined pretty deep philosophical beliefs that he has. So you got a good understanding of who he is and how his brain works. So I'd say hit him up. Reach out to us any way you know how. And if you don't know how,
comment on Spotify.
Yeah.
Spotify like automatically displays, like, what did you think of this episode? Just tag, well, Silas is accounted for. So, like, tag whichever, me or Caleb, whoever you're interested in, and just put your phone number. Yeah. And we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Or maybe your social Instagram media handle. Yeah.
Social media.
It's a little safer than your phone number.
Yeah. We don't, like, it would be weird.
We're all about protecting women at this podcast.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. The other thing that annoys me is, you know, the scene where the mom and daughter are trying to leave Barbie Land and Alan goes with them. And Alan is supposed to be this like feminist ally guy. And of course he's like Michael Cera, who's this like is always typecast as like the wimpy geeky guy. And while the women are trying to figure out what they need to do, Alan, the man, is the one who is tasked with using violence, such a toxic, masculine way of solving problems to defend them from the Kens. And nobody That's has true. Any kind of problem with that.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean.
Valid point.
You're picking it apart. I can't deny.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
I mean, it took him like 3 months to see it, so. I haven't thought about it in a while, but the more you talk about it, the more I'm like, yeah, these are very valid points.
Oh, you know what else I think was a missed opportunity?
What?
You know the like lower level Mattel guys?
Yes.
You know how they all had like sweater vests? I thought it would have been so funny if they were all wearing like Patagonia vests.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That felt like a real missed joke opportunity there,
kind of like finance probably, bros,
yeah, like the fintech bro,
yeah. Yeah,
probably not branding Patagonia is looking for in a movie.
Yeah, that's true, but you could have just used like some other kind of vest,
little puffer vest, like a generic puffer vest.
You could have done a puffer vest with like a mountain on it or something.
Like that guy, the finance bro guy.
It's like, have you guys seen the group, I assume it's just like a group of friends that are, they do like the alpha dad videos.
Yeah, the alpha dads.
That basically could have been them. Just like, basically just all these NPCs that are shaking hands and, you know,
yeah, I mean, if you're trying to make fun of male stereotypes, like,
yeah,
that's fair game. That's low hanging fruit right there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
For sure.
Get that one.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, see, what else? I mean, we kind of touched on the music a little bit. I really enjoyed it. I thought the music and like dance numbers were very well timed and very, very good overall. Very funny. Of course, I mean, Dua Lipa, she had the opening scene there, which was one of my favorites, selfishly, because I love Dua Lipa.
Remind me of that. I don't even remember that.
Well, it was like her song kind of at the very beginning.
It's like the Barbie song. That's in the, trailer. It's like
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah. I guess the opening song is like that. I think it might be Lizzo, honestly. It's like, hey, Barbie. And she's like kind of almost like commentating what Barbie's doing. But then there's like a big, like massive dance where like the Kens and the Barbies. It's called Dance the Night Away. It's like, that's the name of the song.
It's like the party at our house.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So I had been listening to that song for weeks before the movie ever came out. But I liked the music overall. I thought Ryan like nailed it on the songs that he had.
The It's Ken song?
Yeah. It's Ken awesome. Is so funny. So funny.
That song is funny. It got stuck in my head too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Billie Eilish song at the very end when she's like becoming a real person. Yeah. That one's very
That's good too.
I didn't like the actual like score. Hmm. Didn't stand out.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you anything about it.
No, me
forgettable.
Either.
Which maybe this movie doesn't need to have a really epic score.
Yeah.
Who even did this score, David?
Oh, I looked it up.
Was it a man?
It was a man, I think. It was an interesting pick.
That's why it was so bad.
Yeah.
It's not a guy who normally does soundtracks. Barbie. Oh, Mark Ronson, who I think is like a, isn't he like a dance? Okay, yeah, he's like the Uptown Funk guy.
Hmm.
So he's not normally a like movie score guy. Which sometimes I don't know if he's. Let me see if he's done any other movie scores.
Composer Mark Ronson wrote the song "I'm Just Ken" largely as a joke and recorded a demo for Greta Gerwig, not expecting it to be included in the soundtrack. However, she liked the song and she shared it with Gosling. He felt so strongly that it added to the character of Ken.
Who wrote it?
Mark Ronson wrote it as a joke.
Yeah, so he hasn't done any other movie scores that I've seen.
I think he also wrote the like the Dua Lipa song too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, so maybe that's why I felt like it flopped. I think there's some guy like there's some guys who can make the jump from like I don't know how you'd call it, you know, normal music to like movie soundtracks. I think Trent Reznor is one of those guys. I don't know if Mark Ronson's quite there yet.
Yeah.
But hey, stay in the mix, Mark. Maybe you'll get a playlist someday.
Whenever there is a what's it called? Not a spinoff. But like when they do the same movie over.
Reboot.
Redo.
Yeah, reboot is the specific. Whenever there's a reboot of the Barbie movie with David at the helm. He'll bring you back. He'll let you redeem yourself. The score will be epic. Or what is the other guy you love? Ludwig.
Yeah, that's
who's on the rise.
Yeah. Is that his name?
He's not on the rise. He's
here.
There,
he's at the top. He has arrived.
Yeah. Everybody else is just it's just a matter of time of everybody else to catch on.
I see.
Yeah.
He's already got a Oscar.
Oh wow.
For Black Panther.
There you go.
Well, the last question I have, do we all have our I'm Knuff sweatshirts?
No, I did. That was actually really funny.
That was very funny.
Yeah. I knew like as soon as I saw that, I was like,
can you guarantee
there are sweatshirts available to buy that have that on there. And I guarantee you they're all sold out. Oh,
they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's like an official Barbie merchandise.
There is an official one.
Mattel Creations. They're not sold out.
man, I really want one.
That's so cool.
I can't tell what the quality is like.
100% polyester, like this embroidered chest message with K monogram.
100% polyester.
That's so funny.
Inspire confidence.
Yeah, it needs to be cotton.
So it's like this weird blankety.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is funny. I would never wear this.
No.
In my life. They have a hat. I would maybe wear the hat.
Or a mug.
I think I hated this movie too much to wear any merchandise. But I did think the I Am Knuff thing was funny. Really funny.
I would maybe do the mug. Like drink that at work. Just have it. I'm Knuff.
So yeah, hey, you know what? They also missed an opportunity by I feel like there's now no opportunity for a Ken spinoff.
True. But
well, that would just be weird to like society, right?
It would now, but you could have set up the plot where it would make sense.
Oh, you could have.
Yeah. But I did hear that like the Mattel universe is going to be a thing, like where they're going to have more and more movies of like their toys.
I want to let's dig into this. Let's see what we can find.
Have you all heard that?
No.
I had heard something about that, but I didn't know that it was.
But it made David so mad. After Barbie Mattel's
cinematic universe is ready with 14 movies.
14?
Barney, Polly Pocket, Hot Wheels, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, American Girl, Magic 8-Ball, Masters of the Universe, Major Matt Mason.
Magic 8-Ball? How are you going to make a movie about Magic 8-Ball?
Matchbox, Thomas and Friends, Viewmaster, Christmas Balloon.
Wouldn't Polly Pocket essentially be the same thing?
It feels like yes. Polly Pocket.
Unless it's like Indian in the Cupboard type thing.
It says the Polly Pocket movie will star Lily Collins and come from writer-director Lena Dunham. So that's, wow. So they've already picked a lead and a director. This is from Nerdist. J.J. Abrams is set to bring a Hot Wheels movie to life.
Okay.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Somebody named Ryan Engel is set to write the script. American Girl. They've already made American Girl movies.
That's so funny to think about a Hot Wheels movie. Like, Hot Wheels are just cars.
Cars?
Like,
yeah.
Cars 5?
Yeah, exactly. What, Fast and Furious 18? That's basically Hot Wheels. Like, it's not like the Hot Wheels are just miniature versions of cars that already exist.
That's so confusing.
Yeah.
I'm also, like, I was over. What was I over? Was I over superhero movies? No, I was over, like, time.
Oh, yeah, like
travel movies. Yeah, yeah. Time problem movies. I think I'm also over universes.
Yeah.
I don't know
Marvel
if this
universe.
Is...
DC so, universe, we don't need a Mattel universe, please.
To be clear, it doesn't sound like these movies are going to integrate.
Okay.
It sounds like they're just
turning all of their products into movies.
Okay, hang on. Barney, which I didn't know that Mattel owns Barbie or Barney. Produced by Daniel Kaluuya. This is going to be a weird movie.
I mean, there was like some Barney, it's like Barney movies whenever like we were kids that straight up creeped me out. Like I was scared of some of these Barney movies. So it will be interesting to see how they try to like remake this or make it, if they are going to try to appeal to like the generation that grew up with Barney, which would be us and maybe a little bit older. How are they going to do that? I think that's almost it's too big of a stretch.
Okay. What does it say? Won't necessarily feature a dark Barney, but will likely share some of the Barbie's more adult visions of the childhood classic.
Dark Barney
was surrealistic. Really played for adults. Not that it's R-rated, but it'll focus on some of the trials and tribulations of being 30-something growing up with Barney. Just the level of disenchantment within the generation. It's too early.
Sounds real depressing. What?
We're taking a fresh approach that will be fun, entertaining, and culturally oriented. It will not be an odd movie.
That's what everyone who's about to make an odd movie says.
I promise this isn't going to be weird.
Yeah.
What was that? That really inappropriate movie with Mark Wahlberg and the bear. Is it like Ted or something?
Oh yeah, the little stuffed. Yes.
I'm imagining like a CGI'd Barney in like a real world with actors.
Yeah.
This sounds awful.
I don't know. I feel like it maybe will just be, I feel like it's gotta be the guy in the suit, right?
Probably. It would be less cringy if it was.
Maybe it'll be like isn't there a movie about a guy who has like an imaginary friend, but he's an adult or something like that? Or like maybe Barbie or I keep saying Barbie. Barney just like exists as himself in the real world.
Mm.
Like, is it going to be about like one of the Barney kids who's just like friends with Barney?
I don't know.
But like as if Barney was just like actually around the whole time.
I don't know.
Okay, so a couple of these seem like they actually could have legs. He-Man, Masters of the Universe. That feels like that could be a thing. Major Matt Mason, who is a toy I've never heard of, but is an astronaut action figure. He lives and works on the moon.
Yeah, I've never heard of him either.
The movie will star Tom Hanks and Akiva Goldsman and Michael Chabon are attached as writers. So is Tom Hanks going to be this guy? Because he's pretty old. Wishbone. Did you guys watch Wishbone as kids?
Was it about a dog?
Yeah, the dog who goes into different literary movies. That I would be on board with. I love Wishbone.
Does he have like the one black eye?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Was he a real dog?
Yeah, it was a real dog in the movie.
I was thinking, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hasbro, where are you at, bro? what is Hasbro going to do to compete?
There's already G.I. Joe movies.
Transformers, G.I. Joe. You know who I want?
Yeah, dude, Transformers. I mean, they crushed it with Transformers.
I want a live action Rescue Heroes movie. Do you guys have Rescue Heroes?
No.
I remember Rescue Heroes.
The guys with the like totally bizarre body proportions.
Yeah.
They had like the huge feet.
Rescue Heroes.
Yeah, here. Let me see if I can share my screen.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, these are starting to.
They were comics, see? Right? Or
there was like a TV show.
Oh, wow. Why are their feet so big?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I want that. Like, I want that to be part of the movie. Like, I want there to be a Rescue Heroes movie. I want it to be live action.
Like,
but
size
I want
21 shoes.
Everybody to just have a huge feet. And it can't be a joke. Like, they have to make it, like, it's got to be like the Power Rangers movie where everything is going to be, like, pretty serious. Like, they just, like, have.
Wow.
Like huge feet for some reason. Like it's like a feature of their suits for like a legitimate reason in the movie. That's what I want. I think I had a couple of these guys. I had this guy. I also had this guy.
I don't remember ever having many of the action figures. I remember watching the cartoons.
Yeah. I had the video game.
Oh.
Do they even still make Rescue Heroes?
Probably not.
Hey, I just looked up. And Power Rangers is Hasbro.
Oh. Okay.
But not until like semi-recently. It's gone through a lot of like ownership changes. But as of 2018, Hasbro was Power Rangers.
Hasbro.
So that's a huge one. Transformers, yeah. My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. That would be. Hey, there's a lot of potential.
There are
for
My Little
movie
Pony.
There.
Movies.
My Little Pony.
Hey, what were the?
They already have a like very robust fan base.
Yeah, like a weird one too. What?
The bronies or
yeah, bronies. I was like trying to think of that word. I was like, I knew there was some bro involved. So
they got as long as they got money. I don't think the studios care.
No, not at all. Well, any final thoughts on Barbie?
I was looking at the skimming the trivia. It said Margot Robbie wore 18 wigs throughout this movie.
Oh, wow. Oh, that way it might be on there. Was there any trivia about the paint?
I haven't seen anything. It does say Barbie is 23% larger than everything in Barbie Land to mimic the awkward disproportionate scale of real Barbies and the sets that they're given.
Huh.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Let me see. Search paint.
You know what I noticed that I thought was interesting?
What?
Barbie is not a vegan.
Why is that interesting?
I don't know. I just felt like...
They was like, if they're going to throw every other stereotype in there, they might as well make her a vegan.
Yeah, like,
or at least gluten-free.
Yeah.
But she was like dairy. Wasn't there like a little joke about her being like intolerant to dairy?
When she's like drinking the milk, I think it like went bad or something.
There was a time when the milk was spoiled. But
oh, here we go. Barbie Land was created almost entirely using practical effects and clever scenic design choices. The backgrounds were all hand-painted backdrops. Most locations, like the Dreamhouse, were real sets. There's a couple other ones about paint.
That deserves an Oscar for that, I'll say. Like, production. That might be more, that, like, as far as practical effects go, like.
Yeah, that's very true.
Oppenheimer versus Barbie, like, I don't know. I think Barbie might get it here.
Here it is, Caleb. Production designer Sarah Greenwood claimed that so much fluorescent pink paint from the company Roscoe was used for the set construction that it caused international shortages. Wow. However, according to somebody else, the vice marketing of Roscoe, the paint company, while the production did indeed use as much paint as the company had, the shortages were connected with supply chain problems during COVID.
Always the supply chain.
Always COVID. But there's your trivia for Barbie.
I also saw a video where, like, in that opening scene or one of the opening scenes, you know, Barbie walks in and it's like a shot of her feet in the high heels. And then she takes her feet out and her feet are, like, still.
Yeah.
Like, Margot, like, actually, I mean, she was holding on to, like, a bar, but, like, those were her feet and that was actually her, like, standing on her toes. That wasn't like CGI or anything, but it was kind of cool to hear little tidbits like that. So, all right, do we want to give official ratings?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm an 8. I said it's going to be over. It's still an over for me. Really enjoyed it. I'm an 8.
I think I am also going to give it 8 for sheer entertainment value.
You know, I was going to give it a 5. I'll give it a 6 because I think there's some parts of the movie that are really impressive. It is funny. The set design in particular is just like quite impressive. So I'll give it more than a 5, I think.
Despite his misgivings.
Despite my misgivings, yeah.
Yeah. And just remember, everybody, specifically the ladies, David is misogynist, and I am not. So if you have to choose.
Remember that when you're sending us your Instagram handle.
If you have to choose, I just want to throw that out there. All right. Do we have a movie next?
That is a good question.
I really would like to see The Creator.
Do it.
I was
Do
just
it.
Looking at that.
I've already watched it. I will watch it again.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Well, hey, easy there. No spoilers.
Sorry.
No, I don't want to go into
Mean, if you make me, I guess I'll watch it again.
Oh, yes. That's why John David Washington is the, what is he, the star, the lead? He's the one of the main people?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So,
yeah, I want to see that movie.
It might be going out of theaters soon. I don't know. So you might.
That
it
fast?
Just came out like a week ago.
Has it just been that? I thought it was 2 weeks ago.
The release date was September 29th. So, I mean, coming up on 2 weeks, but like.
Gotcha.
Like a theatrical run is a little bit longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah, wow. That's true.
I'll try and go see that this weekend.
Okay.
I'll do the same.
I might watch it again just as a refresher because it's been a bit since I've seen it. I think I saw it like the night it came out, actually. So.
Let me look real quick at our. A release list. This probably is not up to date.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, we're looking at that or thinking about that. I forgot to ask at the beginning what you all are watching right now.
Oh yeah,
like as far as movies.
Yeah, movies, TV, like casual.
I saw 3 movies last week, actually, which was more than I saw, I think, in the whole month of August. I saw The Creator. No, wait, I guess it was almost 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was The Creator, A Haunting in Venice, which is like another murder mystery. And, oh, come on, what was the third one? Man, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, The Haunting in Venice is Poirot.
Wait, really?
Isn't it?
Yeah, 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 it's the same as like Death on the Nile, all that.
Oh, really? That's out right now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. That's good. Go well, that. Sorry.
Oh, I got to find out what book that's based on. We're trying to make sure.
I think the book is the book not called A Haunting in Venice? or like different books?
It might be based on a short story.
I have been
there's
debating.
Definitely not a Poirot novel.
I've been debating on
Halloween Party. Okay.
On like some of the scary movies that are out.
Since it's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, Gran Turismo. I saw that one before it went out.
Oh.
I've never wanted to buy that video game more in my life. But so do we want to shoot to do the creator?
Yeah, let's do the creator.
All right.
All right.
Sweet.
I don't see anything else that's not on our upcoming list that looks super interesting to me. I have Napoleon in November and Luca in December.
Luca.
Gotta do Napoleon.
I know Luke Edmonds is at least wanting to / planning to see Napoleon in IMAX. He is very excited about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm also excited.
So. He might be really be down in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Ferrari.
Silas, to answer your question, those are some movies I've been watching, but kind of my nightly routine TV show. I'm all in on Gilmore Girls.
All in.
Yes, dude. It's good. Remember that too, ladies. I'm all in on Gilmore Girls.
Wow.
Yeah, so no, it's good. I really enjoy it. I typically watch like one episode a night if I'm like when I'm eating dinner, or another habit I'm in, brewing up a little cup of sleepy time tea in the evenings. Little drizzle of honey in there. Nice. Yeah.
That sounds very relaxing.
Yeah, it is. It is. I just forget about, you know, how sleep deprived I am and turn on the TV and stay up late and watch Gilmore Girls.
David, what are you watching?
I've watched several movies.
Were you last time we talked, you were like, were you working on Fast and Furious? Is that what it was?
I watched a couple of Fast and Furious. I haven't watched any more since then.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the first one I watched. Oh, I watched Elemental, the Pixar movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which was better than I expected. Not their best work, but it was better than I expected because I thought it was going to be kind of dumb. And it's not that dumb. It's not a kid's movie. Really. Like, it's kind of in the similar vein of Soul, where it's like, it's a Pixar movie, but it's like got very like grown up themes and stuff like that.
Soul. What an interesting one. I forgot we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed there's like a meme from Soul. It's whenever that little, like, whenever the spirit thing is like going through the filing cabinet. I don't know if you guys remember that scene, but that's been going around lately, like, as a meme of, like, you know, trying to find the perfect meme to send to my buddy or whatever. He's like going through all the files or something like that. But, yeah. Soul was interesting, to say the least.
Well, so is Elemental.
Yeah.
But it's a decent watch. Like, I was entertained. I was engaged. I watched Dungeons and Dragons, the Dungeons and Dragons movie, which was actually, like, really good. Like, if you're looking for a fun watch, like, 10 out of 10 would recommend Dungeons and Dragons. Like,
interesting. I thought that was really good. Really stupid.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's actually really good. Like, it's quite good. It's fun. It's not like super serious. Like, it's very like kind of like Princess Bride kind of vibes of like, very like tongue in cheek. But it's just like well paced, like fun action. Like, it's pretty earnest. Like, it's not super deep. But I watched and I was like, this is pretty fun. Like a nice, fun little movie. Like, it has a good arc, good action. The characters are pretty fun. Hugh Grant is in it. That's fun. Love Hugh Grant. Chris Pine is good in it. Like, I think if you are into Dungeons and Dragons, you would like it. But you need to know nothing about the Dungeons and Dragons universe to watch it. There's a pretty funny little like gimmick where they're like waking up these like dead guys to ask them questions. That's like a pretty funny bit. So if you're looking for a lightweight, fun, like action adventure comedy watch, like Dungeons and Dragons is pretty good.
Okay.
And then I watched Killers, which is an older movie with Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl, which was just okay. Kind of weird. Very much like this like quasi rom-com action like mashup. Like we're trying to appeal to the husbands and the wives here for date night. Was the vibe I got, like early 2000s date night. Like that's kind of what I'm imagining. It was okay. Sometimes very cringy, sometimes not. So that's what I've been watching.
Nice.
And I've been watching a lot of secondhand baseball and football.
Yes.
What about you, Silas? Of course.
I was trying to look at that. I started The Equalizer 2, which I've seen before, but I was planning on watching. Is it 4? I don't know what. The new Equalizer one?
Yeah.
I started that. I kind of finished. I finished The Wire, and I very slowly have started The Sopranos.
Oh.
And then Grace told me just recently that there's a new season of The British Baking Show, so I'll probably be watching that soon.
Very cool. That's fun. That's always a fun watch.
Yeah, that's always a blast. But that's our, I'm trying to figure out a name, like our media roundup or something.
Okay, I like it. A little segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, reoccurring segment.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Any final thoughts? All right.
No, not really.
We got the creator on deck. So I'll just say tune in whenever it comes out. I'm not going to give timelines. So
yeah, hopefully we can get this turned around a little faster.
Yeah.
I just scheduled we'll turn this around. Episode.
Very cool.
So that'll come out tomorrow morning.
All right. Peace.
Oh, I gotta stop recording.